I come from a big family, nine people. We grew up in a two-bedroom, one-bathroom house. And that's a lot about the motivation for me was my family and not struggling anymore. And that motivated me every day to try to, be the best that I could be. Adam is at Temple. He's like a quality control assistant, quarterback coach, as well as like a player personnel guy. And then Anthony coaches defensive backs at Holy Cross in Boston. That's amazing. I mean, every week, as soon as I get off the field, I'm checking to see if Temple wins. I'm checking to see if Holy Cross wins. If I have needs, like, how do I deal with a player? How do I, approach this? How do I approach that? We can shoot ideas off of each other. It's very rewarding because they're going through the same thing I'm going through. I got an opportunity. They were looking for a fullback, and I got an opportunity to go there and walk on. And I made the most of it. I started 11 out of 12 games. We weren't very successful, but I worked hard. I did what I was supposed to do, and unfortunately, things don't work out there with scholarships. And I took a semester off, and Coach Harrison got in contact with me, and the rest is history. Everything, school, my teammates, my coaches. 3 years we worked so hard, and then that third year, we won the NEC championship. So that made it very rewarding. And I still talk to them more than I talk to anybody else. They're my brothers. Everything we do, it's always team. It's always we here than me. So. All 22 starters started the whole entire year. We had good leadership. Everybody bought in. The role players were role players. If you were a scout team guy, you knew your job. If you were a starter, you knew your job. If you were a backup, you prepared like a starter. If you were a special teams guy, you were a special teams guy. So everybody knew their role. Everybody did their role to the best of their capabilities. And, we didn't worry about individual success. It was all about the team, And with team success, individual success followed. We both graduated in 2011. I ended up having shoulder surgery, so the whole NFL thing was really basically off the table. Anthony did well, killed the pro day in Boston College. Unfortunately, with injuries, he didn't get a chance, and they had the lockout that year. One day, he gets a message from a guy named Tato from Italy. He goes, "We want you and your brothers to come to Italy and play for us," to the CM in Milano. And Anthony said, "Hey, let's take a chance." So, January 2012, we moved to Italy, Milan, Italy. Still has a special place in my heart, favorite place in the whole world. And we played in Italy for 6 months, met wonderful people. And that kind of brought, the whole notion of it's more than football, because these guys were so grateful for, us going over there. We gave them gloves, we gave them different things. We taught them football, taught them some English, but realistically, they changed our lives. And every time I go over there, I don't have to pay for food, I don't have to pay for housing. It's just it was just a great opportunity to come pass up. From work one day, I'm getting ready to go work out, try to go back and play again. Not necessarily in Italy, but anywhere in Europe. And Coach Harrison, I got a voicemail from him. I haven't heard from him since probably sometime when I was in Italy. And I call him back, "Coach, what's going on? How's everything going?" He goes, "Hey, something happened with one of the assistant coaches. We're looking for a guy that knows our defense, that's motivated, that's local, to come in and coach. Would you be interested?" Me, I'm like, I want to play football. This is what I want to do. I've always loved the game. I'm going to go play in the NFL. I did his dreams, and I talked to my family about it. I talked to my parents, and I talked to my brothers and sisters, and I said, "Hey, sometimes you got to take a risk to get the reward." And I prayed about it, and an hour later, I was on the field of practice, 3 days later, we were playing the defending national champions, North Dakota State, at North Dakota State, where I ended my college career. It was kind of a surreal experience, but you know, I got an opportunity. And Coach Harrison gave me a second chance to play, and he gave me an opportunity to coach. And I'm forever grateful to him, and hopefully one day he'll realize the impact he had on my life. I'm trying to trust in God's plans for my life. You know, I was in Philadelphia, then I was back in Pittsburgh, and then I was in Boone Township. Then all of a sudden I graduate college, I'm in Italy. Then I'm in Robert Morris coaching again, then I go to Kentucky, and then I come back to Robert Morris. I'm just taking it day by day. I know what my purpose is. My purpose is to change lives. My purpose is to make a difference, try to impact lives the best I can, try to motivate, try to inspire. And I think I'm doing a really good job. But at the end of the day, you know, I know what my why is. You know, and I got 8 nephews and nieces and one on the way. You know, everything that I do affects them, and I want them to see me as a role model, and I want them to know that, you know, this is a guy I want to look up to. He's making all the right choices. He works hard. He does all the right things. He's disciplined. He's prepared. And at the end of the day, every morning I wake up, that's what I'm doing for.